Okay, the consent agenda passes. We have a number of time certains this morning before we get to our regular agenda. And we're going to start with Travel Portland. And Commissioner Saltzman, should we read 608, 609, and 610?
Yes, you can read all three.
Together?
Yep.
Carla, would you please read 608 through 610?
608, Travel Portland 2016 presentation. 609, Portland, amend Portland Tourism Improvement District Code to revise the periodic sunset review and administrative cost provisions, provide a new definition, add appeal procedures, and correct references. And 610, authorize an agreement with Travel Portland for the marketing and promotion of convention business, tourism, and overnight lodging using a sole source procurement and provide for payment.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to be introducing three related items this morning that tell a great story about 4 years of double-digit growth in the travel and tourism industry. And this has had huge benefits to the city, both in jobs created and in lodging taxes that flow to our general fund. And that needs to be recognized. The lodging industry taxes have been substantial this year. We'll first have an annual presentation by Travel Portland, one of the country's premier destination marketing organizations. Since their inception in 1978, they've been working hard to generate and procure convention, business, and tourism in Portland, and it is obviously working. In fact, we will see nearly 3,000 new hotel rooms opening in the next 4 years. 3,000, that's amazing. It includes the large Hyatt Convention Center Hotel and smaller boutique hotels like the Jupiter Hotels expansion. It's another sign of the health of our city and the new investments that help us grow. So Jeff Miller will talk more about that in a minute. And after Jeff's presentation, Susan Hartnett from the Office of Management and Finance will provide a brief overview on items 609 and 610. The first makes some changes in the Portland's Tourism Improvement District. And I'm really pleased that the travel industry sees the value in making the code adjustments proposed in item 609, so this great effort can continue to its success long into the future. And then the final item, 610, will also continue the mutually beneficial relationship the city has had with and continues to have with Travel Portland for another 5 years. And I'll happy to turn over to Jeff Miller of Travel Portland.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. I'm also joined by many of our board members, staff, and community partners, which really make it happen. David Pendleton from America's Hub World Tours is our board chair next year, so we're very excited to have him take the reins and guide us into the future. The hotel community came forward, asked for the TID. With your permission, you passed it. And as they look to the future and these 3,000 new hotel rooms, they're looking for that stability of funding. So that request is from the hotel community, so we're very excited about that. I'll jump right into this. Direct spending, this is from Dean Runyon, who does the three-county region, $4.9 billion in spending, which is a 21% increase from 2010. Incredibly strong numbers, and that's spending in businesses. We've had an increase of over 6,000 jobs since 2010. Pretty phenomenal. And so many of those jobs are from entrepreneurs that create their business and hire people. At our awards breakfast, we had Emma McElroy from Wildfang, who has two stores in town and a very strong online presence. And she tells us that her downtown store is 50% out-of-towners. So we know that those visitors do spend money when they're here. We had over 8.9 million overnight visitors, which is up from 7.5 million in 2010. Again, a new record, and one of the reasons so many hotels are being built. When the Tourism Improvement District was being considered, the hotels said to us, we need help in the winter months when it's rainy and cold. And that's exactly what we've done with the Portland is Happening Now campaign. January through March this year, we had 5% more rooms and 9% more revenue in those winter months, which is really when the opportunity is there. Last year, 4.7% more rooms, and the ADR, the average daily rate, went up 11.3%, which is phenomenal. This year, the campaign was all about zines, which speaks to the maker's culture, and I have a packet of 30 zines for each of you for your offices. They are by local artists, local makers, and it really speaks to the sort of the ethos of Portland and what makes it special. We were really excited to have people come forward and help us do these. That campaign runs in Seattle, Vancouver, BC, Bend, and Eugene, and we're looking to expand that into other markets to the future. Part of that campaign was 4 TV ads, and I'll show one of them to you that played really heavily in those markets. And I think you'll recognize the naked bike rider first off. It is animated, so it's okay. Technical difficulty there. Sorry about that. Played earlier, of course. As we looked at the TID, one of the most striking changes is where we've invested internationally, and these are the countries that we were in 2010. We had very focused program of work, tour operators really working with the travel trade to get the word of Portland out. Fast forward to 2015. These are some of the countries that we've added: Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Iceland, Brazil, and many, many more. Our program of work has also become more nuanced based on the maturity of the market. So in mature markets like Japan, the Netherlands, and British Columbia, where we have direct flights, we're more consumer-focused, but we still work with the travel trade. In the newer markets, we really still focus on travel trade. Our New York PR firm, Lane PR, helped get an article on Portland in Skift, which is an industry trend watcher, and they really talked about sort of what we think as we act like a Tier 1 city and promote Portland as a Tier 1 city. We don't want to be San Francisco or L.A., but we do want to act like that in a promotional sense. And here's an excerpt from the writer, which I just love. It says, "From a tourism standpoint, Portland is one of those emerging U.S. cities hitting above its weight with a very distinct identity and hip character." And we think that's very true, and it's what we've tried to do and stay true to. We just launched Adinaro Tube in Japan, a very hot market for us. And we have an album for you that we produced. It's a band, Ages and Ages, from Portland. We'll have each one of those for each of you. They wrote a song, and Adinaro Tube is Portland backwards in Japanese. And it's all about this great place, Portland. They sang it in Japanese, actually, which for English speakers is a little hard. I'll show you a little bit of the gifio that we did there. The person that you see here, this was at the kickoff, at the tea site in Tokyo, which is the sort of the Powell's Books of Tokyo. Takachiro Kobayashi was a student at Oregon State University. He is now Nagoya's number one FM drive time DJ, so a big influencer for us. He started a farmer's market called Portland Living in Nagoya, too. So there is all things Portland are very hot in Japan right now. He's a major influencer for us and has been playing the song on his drive time radio, as well as it being played in Tokyo. So we're excited about that. This is some of the folks that came to the launch. And this is some of the product that is featured in Japan of Portland makers. We happened to be there at the same time that the PDC was there with their PDX pop-up, so we joined them. And while they talk about the goods and services, we talk about the lifestyle of Portland, and we're really excited about that. A GIFIO was created, and it's a series of animations, which is very big in Japan, and we hope it goes viral. We've had 9,500 visits to the website and over 2,000 people. You can take your face and put it into the GIFIO and share it on social media. We have over 2,000 people that have done that. I will hope this plays a little better than the last one. Toku ni mieru okina yama yasushiku hikaru utsukushii kawa wataru hashi ga bokura o tsunagu odonaru tsu Breakfast. Enough for Portland.
Yeah.
Keeping it weird. We're really excited about this. The Blue Sasquatch, we call him Odnaro Dude. And so he will hopefully be the character that we see in Japan. But we're really excited about that, and we're trying to take advantage of all things Japanese right now. It's such a great market for us, both economically and with those tourists. You know, at the center of what we do is really book convention business, and you can see we have over 90 conventions booked into the future with an economic impact of almost $200 million. We have committed an additional $500,000 of TID funds over the next 2 years as we look to open the headquarters hotel. That's on top of the amount that we get from the convention center plus the TID baseline funding. We know that we have to talk about the package and not just that hotel and how it's grown and how Portland has grown. So we've committed via the TID board those dollars to the future. Media coverage, you see a lot of Portland in the news just as we do, and we're really excited about that. You can see the growth there, 1.2 billion in circulation, and that's up 78%. Even with TID funding, we couldn't advertise to that level, and of course, editorial is much more valuable than any ad that we could ever, ever do. So having those travel writers here is amazing for us. Diversity and community action, community advocacy. We have a community action committee of the board who focuses on development, redevelopment, transportation, and public safety, and they are very committed to those. We also have developed 5 equity strategy goals. The first is marketing in a culturally responsive manner. The second, community outreach, is a transparent process. Our golf tournament and some of our sponsorship funding is all 50% is focused at communities of color. We're very proud of that and looking to grow that. Third, mapping convention bookings to local business development, because at the end of the day, local businesses need to benefit from what we do. And a roadmap for staff with tools like bias training and advocacy for future workforce with WSU's and Mount Hood's hospitality programs. We're supporting those and supporting them with scholarships through the foundation. You see at the top there, we did a group with the REAP students and really trying to introduce those young people into the hospitality community. This year during Travel and Tourism Week, we had our awards breakfast, but we also went to Pioneer Courthouse Square to show the public how tourism really affects them, and we had Pips Donuts, Salt and Straw, many of our hotel partners, and we gathered there to talk to the public about tourism and why it's important. We also included many nonprofit partners. The Oregon Food Bank benefits from Dining Month Portland. Children's Book Bank and transition projects or organizations that we support with time and financial assistance also. And how to get to those healthy hotels. These are Central City numbers. You can see the occupancy has gone up dramatically and the average daily rate at the same time. So much of that increase in occupancy has happened during the winter months when we had the ability to grow. Summer was full at 90%, has been full at 90, 95%, so there's not much room there to add more folks, but we certainly can add average daily rate. And here's the growth in average daily rate. You can see for the entire city it's up 11.3%. But each part of the city has benefited from this program, and that was another part, one of our mainstays as we developed the TID program, that every part of the city should benefit, and we're really proud that both their occupancies and ADRs have gone up. And here's to that lodging tax history that Commissioner Salzman spoke about. This is our 1% from the city, and it has gone up 82% from 2012. Very, very dramatic increase, and that is a product of very healthy hotels. The TID board takes great pride in guiding us on how we spend those funds to make sure that not only are we filling those hotels, but we're filling the tax coffers at the same time. You know that on July 1st, the lodging tax will go up 0.8%. That amount will go to Travel Oregon. That puts Portland's taxes and fees at 15.3%. We did work very closely with the city, the county, and metro in the legislature, and that will come down by down to only a 0.5% increase in 2020. And that gives us as a community to talk about how could we come forward and talk about funding our venues with perhaps an increase in our lodging tax locally where we can have that control, which we think is very, very important. And we're very committed to the venues, Expo, Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and others. And this is what the hotel pipeline looks like into the future. And you'll see, you've probably seen many of these in the news, and some of these won't open. Some of these dates are tentative dates, but we know there are others in the pipeline. It's a huge number of new hotels. And how we look at it at Travel Portland is that each of those hotels, like the Hyatt, has 600 rooms, but it's open 365 days a year. So when you look out to 2020 and those 2,800 rooms, we have over a million more hotel rooms per year that need to be filled in Portland. And that, again, is another reason that the hotel community says keep marketing, keep spending those funds significantly to help to benefit us. And this is the impact. You'll see that in the total city, it's a 21% increase. And in the central city, it's a 39% increase in the number of rooms, which has never, ever happened in Portland. And so we're gearing up. We're working very closely with our hotels, the Convention Sales and Steering Committee, and certainly international tourism to make sure that those hotels stay full. And with that, I will be happy to take any questions.
Thank you.
I had a question. You earlier had a slide that referred to first tier or tier one cities. What's the dividing line?
You know, I think most people think about the LAs, the San Franciscos, the New York as tier one cities because they have huge convention centers, massive international tourism. And while we know that we aren't that size of city, we want to really spend time thinking about how do they market both domestically and internationally, and how can we emulate some of that. And with this funding that we have, I think we've really changed the face of the way we talk about Portland and then obviously the number of people that are coming here.
You're forecasting a tremendous growth in new rooms in the market. You also have reported year over to year prices have stayed strong, and the rents, the rates that hotel operators are getting is strong. At some point, when you have this much new inventory coming online, does it have potentially an impact on the overall market structure, and could it actually bring down rates for consumers?
It's potential that it could moderate rates, potentially come down, but our job is to make sure they don't come down and to keep those occupancies certainly as high as we can. We know that this will flatten out, the taxes will flatten out, but there will still be growth over the long term. We want to be really careful about making sure that we integrate these new hotels into our marketing programs and that those rates don't moderate too much.
Not questions, but just a couple of comments, Jeff. That was a terrific presentation, and they loved the video. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that the past couple of weeks I've been doing my part. I was in Paris and Barcelona for 2 weeks, and people in both cities were very concerned that they'd heard that the Heathman restaurant and the Veritable Quandary were closing. So I was relieved to be able to tell them that both restaurants are reopening in different locations, and they were very pleased to hear that.
We're excited about that.
Thank you, Jeff, and Travel Portland. And why don't we bring up Susan Hartnett now to talk about items 609 and 610.
Good morning. Susan Hartnett, Office of Management and Finance. I'm going to cover both 609 and 610 in my comments, and happy to answer questions at the end. 609 is the amendments to the the Tourism Improvement District, which is City Code Chapter 6.05. We're doing this to accomplish several things. Probably most significant is adjusting the date for the initial sunset review, which is a review that will occur with council involvement, currently set to occur in 2017. The amendments would move that out to 2021. We are also then extending the period between the sunset reviews from a current 5 years to every 10 years. This will provide the stability and allow for that longer-term planning that Jeff was talking about, which the hotel and tourism industry feel will be very helpful for them. Another change is to add a definition for the room for the term room. The way the code is written, the Tourism Improvement District fee applies to hotels with 50 or more rooms. The new definition clarifies that beds in dormitory or hostel-style rooms will each count for the purposes of determining if that hotel is subject to the fee. We've had some interesting new products go on the market with hostel or dormitory-style rooms where people are paying $50 or more per night to sleep in a bed, but they are claiming they are under our 50-room count because of that. So we're trying to correct that. The amendments also modify the language related to the city's administrative cost recovery. We add appeal provisions, which aren't currently in the code, and make some corrections that reflect the recent Office of Management and Finance structural reorganization that occurred 2 years ago. Hotels currently subject to the TID fee were notified via a postcard mailing of these proposed changes. The web page that we set up and directed them to received a total of 53 external hits since it went up in mid-April. And we have received no phone calls, letters, or emails in regards to the proposals, no questions, no feedbacks. So moving to item 610, this authorizes a new five-year agreement with Travel Portland for both the TID program services as well as the programs required through the city charter specified 1% transient lodging tax. The ordinance also approves a sole source procurement for these services. Both the TID language in the city code and the charter TLT language is very specific about the characteristics of the entity that can provide these services for the city. It must be an Oregon nonprofit organized for the primary purpose of promotion, solicitation, procurement, and servicing of convention business and tourism in Portland. The entity must also do this year-round, must also manage a variety of tourism-related plans, programs, and projects, and must represent tourism-related businesses. Travel Portland is essentially the only entity that fits all of those requirements. They also have a wealth of experience in this highly specialized field, many years of demonstrative success, and also enjoys strong support from the travel and tourism industry. In Portland, we did follow the city's procedures for sole source procurement, and the chief procurement officer has approved it, so it's included as part of your action in this ordinance. The agreement was also, just so you know this, updated. It has not been updated in a long time, so that it is now consistent with the city's current standard language in contracts and grants for such things as insurance and indemnification. Item 610 is an emergency ordinance so that the new agreement can be in place by July 1, since the old agreement expires on June 30th, and we're hoping to not have a gap in services. I'm happy to answer any questions, and I also mentioned that Terry Williams from the Revenue Division is here if you have any questions related to the revenue aspects of this.
So thank you, Susan, for pointing out that we have an emergency measure. Carla, I think we lose one member of council at 11:30. So after this presentation, pardon me?
I've got to leave at 11:30.
Dan's got 11:30 absence. So after the Friends of Trees presentation, Carla, let's us go through and identify the emergency items that have to be heard and make sure that we do those before we lose Commissioner. Questions, colleagues? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff, do you have invited testimony or we just open it up to the public? Carla, do we have anyone who's signed up?
Yes, I have two people, Charles Johnson and Dave Matthews. Please come on up.
And if there's anyone else here that would like to speak, you can also come forward. Charles, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners.
Lightning, welcome. Go ahead.
You know, it's a joy to go in and deal with the volunteers that staff the Travel Portland area inside our soon-to-be remodeled Pioneer Square. But when we talk about this program, we have to remember that we're not really helping Portland when we put a lot of effort into treating others better than we treat ourselves. And when we talk about tourism and image, we need to make sure that in addition to funding services for visitors, we're also funding services for the most distressed people that litter our streets almost. That's not to insult them, that's to insult us for having streets where that's the only shelter we have available for our poorest and neediest citizens. So when we look at tourism-related financing, the hotel tax, we also, you know, need to remember that we have such a severe problem of unsheltered and unassisted people that people with children are dealing heroin out of their baby carriages. So when we talk about being in a financially tight situation, we have to remember that if we're choosing to fund tourism and travel-related services and not able to get a handle on the under-supported, unsheltered people, we're probably not going to reach the objective we want to reach. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lightning, welcome.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog Communications, PDX. Again, I'll commend Travel Portland. A few names I didn't hear today, which I think have changed the market as we have seen happen recently. Airbnb, outstanding work. Lyft, outstanding work. Uber, outstanding work. We're going to continue to see record numbers because of these three companies. And we need to understand that we need to utilize them for our benefits pertaining to the tourism industry. I would like to see more talks with Airbnb, Lyft, and Uber on working with us to advertise on an international basis. Anybody that gets into an Uber ride, we want to have them also notify the people of how great it is to go to Portland, Oregon also. We want to have an understanding that they have the abilities right now to basically bring us more tourism business in the next few years than we've ever seen. Again, I want to see more advertising money going to Uber, Lyft, and also Airbnb for their outstanding work, which a lot of critics out there thought that we would not see this type of revenue. I predicted this revenue 3 years ago. Again, outstanding work, Travel Portland, Airbnb, Lyft, and Uber. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else wish to be heard on any of these three items? Dan, final word on the presentation, and then we'll go to the ordinance.
Yeah, we only need to vote on the emergency ordinance, but I do want to just thank Travel Portland and all their supporters for such an outstanding job. It's really a great organization. I'm privileged to be able to serve on their board and to really learn in depth how hard they work to obtain convention and tourism business for our city and indeed for our metropolitan area and for our state. What they do here benefits the entire state of Oregon, so great job.
Commissioner Saltzman is the council liaison to Travel Portland, so Dan, thank you for your leadership. And Jeff, I was at a local bookstore recently on Alberta Street, and one of the hottest selling books they had was the Japanese version in Japanese of the Portland Travel Guide. And it's a beautiful book. Unfortunately, I don't read or speak Japanese, but the pictures are fantastic. And it is a point of great pride for our city that we are a hot destination for lots of Asian countries. And thank you for the great work you're doing, colleagues. So the report, we don't have to. That was
a presentation. Just a presentation.
609 is an ordinance which will have a second reading next week. 610 is an emergency ordinance. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Again, pleased to enter into a new five-year agreement with Travel Portland. They truly are the only qualified organization to do this great work they do. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here this morning in support and for all the great work that Travel Portland does. I'm privileged to serve on the Visitor Development Fund Board, which is the only 8 o'clock in the morning meeting I look forward to. Actually, it's the only one I go to, pretty much. And I'm always impressed with the level of detail and integrity that the staff puts into making sure that the taxpayers' monies are spent wisely in generating even more taxpayer money through this fund. So thank you. And also thanks to Susan Hartnett for all of your work on facilities in this particular project. Aye.
Yes, congratulations, and thank you to the whole Travel Portland family for joining us this morning. Aye. Ordinance passes.